circulation and flow through the parking lot. Those are just recommendations on our part, but again, those are shown on the plan. Starting on the north side of the park here, we're showing the updated play area with the fall zone included. We took some liberty with the play structure because I didn't have the actual dimensions of the existing play structure from Grace McDonald that we had talked about relocating. So we're showing an example play structure with fall zone there, maintaining the two existing spring toys, and then moving the swing set over to the east side of the gravel drive, asphalt drive that runs north off the parking lot. Additionally, we're showing the removal of the existing fishing platform, which is in this location here, kind of hangs out up fairly over the lake edge, and showing an accessible mat, Mobi mat, I'm sure you're familiar with those, which allows essentially wheelchair access down to the water's edge and any swimming area that's adjacent to the water's edge there. And that leads off of an accessible path that we're proposing above the location of the existing retaining wall along the water's edge that leads out to the new ADA-compliant fishing platform and kayak launch. From there, I guess I should stay here for a moment. That may require the slight relocation of a couple of picnic tables or grills that are right in that location. There's not a lot of room between the parking lot fence and the retaining wall. And in order to get a path in there that's easy to get either past two wheelchairs on or past a wheelchair or a walker and somebody pulling a cart maybe with a kayak on it to get it down to the launch, we wanted to have an 8-foot-wide path just to provide some ease of access there and provide two-way traffic on that accessible surface. Again, as we talked about on site, we're recommending the replacement of the existing retaining wall. And then we're talking about replacing the existing footbridge over the creek adjacent to the parking lot and providing an accessible pathway down to the proposed bathroom structure and then the drain field for the bathrooms is then to the south of the bathroom structure itself. And this is the structure that was proposed at Grace McDonald Park, and the engineering was done by the township engineer to ensure that the structure itself complies with all the setbacks and that the drain field, septic tank, et cetera, are set back far enough from the lake to comply with the health department standards. And then clear up on the north side of the site, you have a proposed well location, again, dictated by the township engineer's design, which provides a suitable isolation distance from the well to surface waters, drainage ways, and the septic field itself. Other than that, we maintain the picnic area and the park-like setting on the south side of the property with the picnic tables and the kind of passive recreation elements where folks can gather, share a meal, enjoy the lakeside, etc. Those are pretty much the highlights of the plan. We really work to incorporate the items that we talked about on site in September. Again, we can, if there's anything missing or if we need to make tweaks or revisions to the plan, we can do that as well. But at this point, I'd like to turn it back to the commission and get some input or field any questions that might arise.
Commissioners, any comments?
I have some questions. Do we want to just go around?
Yeah, let's do that. So
we should start, Susan, and that would give the rest of us a chance to kind of think things over here.
Brief thoughts. With the parking spots, and I know you reconfigured it, and yet I liked how you proposed like maybe a bike rack in that one dead mm-hmm. corner space, which is very dangerous, or maybe it could be a kayak holder there too.
There's a proposed bike rack there.
Right, yeah. Right, which I think is great use of that. With that, would we lose any parking spots with configuring?
We ended up losing one. So right now, this no parking area in the corner is actually a square. The existing striping in the parking lot is faded. But essentially, it's set up so that this square prohibits parking. So we added a space there.
Oh, I see.
But right now, the parking on the north-south facing parking stall includes an additional space down here. So basically, we lost two spaces here, but we gained one here, and then we added one up on the
parking
lot there. So the overall number of spaces striped in the lot is the same, but we just kind of reconfigured it.
Okay.
That conflict between folks trying to park in either direction in that southwest corner of the parking lot was
not good.
Seen as a little bit of a problem. So this would clarify it a little bit. Due to the demand of the park, I'd imagine that folks are just going to park wherever they can anyway. So this was our best crack at it, but if it needs to be readdressed, we can.
Oh, no, I think it was a great idea. That space is bad. Noticed that you did know, and that's going to be, I don't know, a big investigation about solving those problems with the stormwater flow that goes down the existing driveway. So.
Yeah, in general, I spent some time thinking about that, and obviously looked at it when we were on site, and when we got the topographic survey from the township engineer, I took a look at that, and the existing grades are such that essentially where the driveway is at the low point in the road. So we have a hill coming down from the north and a hill coming down from the south, and this is a natural low point where water wants to drain to, which is problematic. Ultimately, all that water is trying to get here. That's where it wants to go, is right back to the lake. Because we're at the low point, really the solutions should probably go through a little bit more detailed engineering. There may not be a great way, because of the grade on that driveway, it really breaks off quickly, to prevent some stormwater from running down it. There may be a way to potentially crown the driveway and bring water off either side, but then we still need to figure out a way for it to get ultimately either the creek or the lake, perhaps treating it beforehand. There just isn't a lot of space, and due to the existing grades, the solution will be a little bit more difficult. It's not 100% straightforward. So ultimately, if that's a major concern, it should probably be engineered to a little more detail prior to deciding what the
now who would do that? The road commission or
have it in conjunction with the road commission. Ultimately, they're probably not going to be willing to change the design of their roadway, so they have some pretty strict design guidelines that they abide by for slopes on the roads and their ditches. Ultimately, there may be some work within the right-of-way that could happen to direct drainage in a certain direction, but it may involve either crowning the road and trying to capture somehow stormwater on either side of the existing driveway, or potentially installing some sort of a trench drain. But then you get into maintaining a trench drain, which is not a whole lot of fun. You have to make sure that it's regularly cleaned out and actually carries the water where it's supposed to go. In the end, the solution will probably end up coming from either, you know, the township engineer could look at it, our firm could certainly look at it, but it's requires a bit more engineering than the master planning process allowed for.
Sure.
And it would have to happen in conjunction with the road commission if we mm-hmm. propose anything, or if anything were proposed inside their right-of-way.
Yeah, I think there's talk out there. I mean, I think everyone's aware of that. So, and I think the road commission's pretty much willing to, you know, do their part or whatever on it too. So, but that is going to be a problem to keep that from flowing right down into right there.
And there may be a possibility of working with the road commission to do some sort of a raised edge on the mm-hmm. on the west side of the road, and then providing a spillway that actually directs the water onto the site and ultimately to the lake
right.
before it hits the actual driveway. And they'd probably be willing to at least consider it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a huge departure from the things that they've done in the past if water's impacting properties.
And then, so you show like the new break wall to go in, and then the 8-foot asphalt. Mm-hmm. I hate seeing asphalt, but I guess that's probably the best material for ADA accessibility, probably, yeah.
It's comparable to any other type of hard surface material. I mean, you could do it out of concrete. You could certainly do, if water quality or surface water runoff are a concern, you could certainly do some sort of pervious paver. They make ADA-compliant pervious pavers. It's just a cost question. So asphalt's
sure.
the most economic.
And then do you know the space, then, if you have that 8-foot walkway, kayak way, whatever you want to call it there, what is the measurement from the edge of that pavement to the breaker wall? It's just a thin piece. I just wondered what
And I didn't bring my scale with me. I don't know off the top of my head, but I think it's...
It looks like it's about 3 feet based on the 8-foot path.
That's my concern as well, because there's no sandy beach here. And you're on. People are on the grass, and we've just taken that grass and paved it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm just bringing it up as suggestions or ideas, and this is just our first runabout anyways. Right. But I was thinking, you know, possibly maybe some benches along there that people could sit or fish or whatever. I like that idea of, what'd you call it, MOM? Path there where the current...
The Moby Mat?
Yeah, I really like that idea because in there right now, it would be a nice, with use in it, probably be a pretty sandy place to enter into the water there. And what a great thing to have that for handicap too. So I like that. I just liked... I think people enjoy having the bench and the little libraries there real close to the water, you know, so... But no one's to say that we couldn't move that path further away from the water either, you know, and that would allow some ample space for being close to the water like it currently is now. Yeah. So do you know the size, or does anyone remember the size of the proposed accessible launch system? How big that is, or is that going to be an individual decking area? I don't know, just food for thought. We don't have to really know.
It's about a 12 by 30 decking area, and part of the, on the far, I guess it's the north end of it, has the actual transfer bench for the accessible launch. And there are a few companies that make the accessible launches and the associated decking and platforms and dockways that match up with those. Easy Launch is the one that I'm most familiar with. It's the most ubiquitous, and there are quite a few, actually. There are a few in town, and then they're actually in parks all over the state. And they have a variety of sizes available for the platform itself and then the launch. So, you know, depending on budgetary constraints or actually desired size of the platform, that can be modified.
Yeah, and I wonder, is that going to be removable?
Those are removable, yes.
The whole unit, whole big... Not only the kayak launcher, but the whole dock section.
Yeah, generally, at least the Easy Launch system itself, they actually provide a floating platform that you can essentially set on the water surface, and then when you connect to, the way it would work here is that at the top edge of the wall, the path would be flush at grade with that top edge of the wall, and then there's a break off down to the lake, and so the transition point between the edge of the path in the actual dock section, there's a gangway that can provide elevation change. Yeah, helps so things float up and down, and then the gangway provides the change in grade between the path and the actual dock.
Because really, I mean, we could look at this again. I'm sure we'll revisit it, but all along it'd be the south shore end of it. I mean, that's where people like to fish. Also, it'd be beyond that kayak launch, and people could maybe just walk out on that kayak launch and sit there too if they want to, or put their feet in the water, whatever. So I think that is just sort of my quick notes.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the accessible ADA launch, you mentioned being removable. What are there certain parts of it that are removable, or is the whole launch removable?
The whole thing is removable.
How easy is that to remove? I mean, 12 by 30 sounds like a very big...
Generally, those are in segmental sections, and so it comes out in multiple
pieces.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a composite material, so it's not light, but it's not the heaviest thing in the world. And so, generally, with a crew of a few people, you can get the thing in and out.
Okay, so when you say a few, you say four?
Yeah, two, three, four, depending on how. Probably three or four people would be able to get it down. And then it's just a matter of, you know, are you storing it on site? Is it getting stored somewhere off site? How does that
work? How easy, difficult is it to actually disassemble, reassemble?
Pretty straightforward. Okay. They make it as easy as possible because the manufacturer wants whoever is the end user to be able to put it in and out themselves with relative ease. And so it's kind of like putting together a a Lego system almost. The pieces line up with each other, and then there are segmental, or well, not segmental, there are bolts essentially that join them together, and then you just fasten
like
the connections. And, yeah, I mean it's as simple as any other dock system.
Well, we'd have to contract that work out every year then.
Not necessarily. Not you don't know. We could have maybe.
You just volunteered yourself to do that.
Could have maybe maintenance, or I know sometimes that the township will bring in service people from the county, you know, so I don't think that's going to be. That's the least of our worries.
Yeah.
The least, yeah.
I know personally I really liked the dock that's currently there, and I'd kind of like to see something more like that down here instead of just like a removable dock. I kind of like how the other one down there is kind of like more rustic looking, I guess, with I guess like more viewing area also and stuff, more area like to fish off of and enjoy.
How big do you think it would need to be?
I mean, I think the size of the one that's currently there is pretty good. I mean, just 1/7 of the boards.
The only thing is, are you talking dock? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah,
it'd
more
have
like
to
like a permanent structure. More like a permanent pier.
And that's probably going to be, I mean, not that it's impossible, but it's going to be a lot of permits, I'm sure, and
it's definitely going to be more difficult.
It's a different permitting process with the DEQ. Essentially, you have to apply for a seasonal dock on any body of water anyway. But yeah, it'd be a little bit more strenuous permitting process. They just would require that it be at a high enough elevation that if the lake were to hit its 100-year flood elevation, you have enough freeboard underneath the dock structure that you're not inhibiting the floodway at all. So there may be some issues with transitioning from that dock to, if it were to still be an accessible launch, trying to figure out the grades there. It's all doable. I mean, it's just coming up with a design solution to match that. And ultimately, I think on this master plan, if we indicate desired character and size and function, that's sufficient. And then when the trigger gets pulled to, hey, we want to do this project, that's when the wheels go into motion and those details are kind of figured out.
Mm-hmm. Could you show me again where the existing dock is in relation to this MOBI map?
It's actually right over the top of where the MOBI map is.
Yeah. So is there any reason it has to be taken out? Can the MOBI map be next to it?
It's wide enough, and I don't want to draw my drawing right now, but it's wide enough that it actually covers up a fair portion of what we're using as the swimming area. That's all, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. We could look at that. Generally, the consensus when we were on site in September was that the existing structure itself needs work. It's out of, it's in disrepair and needs to be either replaced or potentially moved or repaired.
It's also in the way. If you're a family on the beach and your kids are swimming and you have four kids and two of them want to swim and two of them want to go to the playground, the dock is in between, is right there in your line of sight, and the children have to go into the parking lot to get to the playground.
Okay. Mm. That's why I hesitated to say anything. I wasn't there for the site visit in September. I've been there, I love that park.
So we had quite a discussion. That's probably the biggest point of discussion when we met in September was, the existing structure, what do we do with it? What's the solution?
And pretty much naturally, everyone, to get into the water that does want to swim, they're going right there, right where that big landing is, and then jumping down from the.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever try to fish off the old structure, it's inadequate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work well.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about the
old
structure
is the
rustic
having the
feel to it. Mm-hmm.
I like that it's permanent too. That's really
well, and if you look at it, it's another whole added space where people could go. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if we could just sort of maybe put it. That concept somewhere over here on the southern side.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Well, to your point, you said that it had to be above, like, the 100-year flood.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why there's no water under the existing structure? Because I think when we went out there, there was no water past it. So.
And, you know, generally, and I guess I don't know, the DEQ will have an elevation for what the 100-year flood. I don't know what it is. My guess is it's probably a couple of feet above the existing lake level.
Okay.
But the water levels region-wide are up right now, so I'm mm-hmm. guessing that the lake level here at the park is about as high as it's been, and it still wasn't all the way to the existing structure. And
yeah.
so, it, you know, it kind
yeah.
of,
well, I would just think if we wanted to put in some sort of permanent pier, we'd want it to go
further
past
out.
The water. Yeah,
right.
yeah,
for sure.
Does anybody else have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to know the dimensions on the grassy area with the path. It's hard to tell just looking at the picture. But when you're there, you're laying out in the grass, and like I mentioned, we just paved it.
Well, like was suggested, we could move that walkway right up next to the parking area, which might be kind of smart if they're lugging kayaks. They're not, walking across the grass and going over to it. So it might naturally be okay to have that. But I do like having some kind of easy, it could be concrete, as you said, and the materials could be totally, mm-hmm. wouldn't have to be the asphalt. So
right, asphalt, concrete. I would prefer concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like seeing it breaking up that grassy area, the picnicking area, and where you lay out. And
I would agree with that.
Dry off and get out of the beach and stuff.
But once again, you could move that pathway right up next to the parking lot. And then it'd be all, you could have your picnic right up there. Everything would be just the opposite. You have all your picnic area and that right along that edge there.
Yeah, you could easily
like
just switch where the pathway is with the picnic tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like to see
Could the pathway actually connect to the south end of the parking lot near where, like, the bike rack area is? And then...
It could.
Well,
ultimately, we're going to have to we're trying to provide an accessible route to both the swimming area
mm-hmm.
and ultimately out to the location where we have the fishing platform. So generally, we try to do that from the actual ADA parking spaces in the parking lot, which are existing in the northern side. The parking lot is flat enough that I think we could have ADA-compliant parking spaces on that southwest corner of the parking lot, but we'd still have to provide some sort of a route over to the swimming area as well.
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, where we connect to the parking lot doesn't matter so much. I think we wouldn't really eliminate length of trail or length of accessible route, I guess I should say.
Overall, I'm kind of impressed. It's nice to see a visual. I mean, overall, it's very almost right on. I mean, it's just nice to see that there is that hope of a bathroom.
Do we have to keep that path plowed in the winter?
No. So if the uses that it's leading to are not functioning winter uses, so for instance the bathroom or the fishing platform, if you're assuming that that's a seasonal element, you don't have to keep
it.
Well,
I don't know. We have a lot of ice fishers there, that bathroom, but is it even an option? Does it get too cold?
And that's, I don't know if it's how the bathroom is designed to be open in the winter.
That would probably be maintenance looking more at that instead mm-hmm. of us.
Because at Grace, isn't that going to be open year-round?
I do not know.
I think it was set up to be
that
way.
Yeah, it's open year-round. I think he just has to winterize the drinking fountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know those restrooms at Grace last winter, they were actually heated. I mean, it
mm-hmm.
wasn't very warm, but it wasn't cold enough to freeze anything.
The pipes didn't burst, yeah.
I mean, if you're on a sledding hill, I mean, it's a good warm-up spot.
Oh,
it's like 50 degrees, but, you know, it's about...
Any other questions about this plan, or...?
Now what?
Well, are there any... Is there consensus on changes to make? Are we talking about potentially looking at having a fishing structure that matches the character of the existing structure, and then assuming that there's some type of an accessible launch adjoined to that, and then moving the accessible route adjacent to the parking lot, and...
I think that.
Calling that a day, or
I think the two major changes that I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, were moving this pathway back and switch that with the tables there have there, and then having a more rustic looking structure that's more permanent coming out as more of a fishing pier.
Okay. Which could be attached with the the accessible easy.
Yeah, you can attach that on the side of the more rustic wood structure, and, you know, and then the lodge itself could come out in the winter, and that permanent structure could be permanent.
Yep.
Other than that, I think for myself, I think that's it.
I think that was all the major points.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, those changes can be made to the plan pretty darn quickly, so I should be able to turn around at least an emailed PDF to you, Justin, and probably Rick and Leslie, and they can incorporate it into the Parks and Rec master plan as they see fit.
Awesome. I'll get that out to all of you as soon as I have it via Deb. So, great. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you.
Really good job.
Okay. Any last comments from the board on anything? Or great. Public comment? Representative for the next township board meeting
is Deb, and I'll go ahead and email Deb, just a reminder, for December 11th. And then I did pass around a sign-up sheet for next year's township meeting, feel free to take one or two.
Let's see here.
And then? What? I don't know. You were looking at me.
Oh.
I was wondering if you wanted to say anything. Okay. I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
When is our next meeting?
Our next meeting, I believe, is the 18th.
Okay.
That's the third Monday of December, which we did not change December's meeting. The 18th.
Okay.
That is what I have down for it.
Okay.
What day is that?
Monday.
Monday. At
6:30 or 6? 6:30, because that's what we have. Next January, it'll change to 6.
Okay.
So.
Okay. There's a possibility I might be out of town working again that day. I'll let you know when I know for sure.
You want to make sure to be here, because then we have nominees for
have the
position.
New position is elected.
Okay. Sorry.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the most exciting news.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
What's the fancy phrase? SO2 or something?
Just make the motion.
So moved. Just so moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.